You're listening to CJME's Talk to the Experts. I'm your host, Craig Sillifant, and today we're looking at investing. My expert guest today is Shane Menzies, Wealth Specialist, Affinity Wealth Management. Welcome, Shane.
Thanks, Craig. Happy to be here.
Affinity Wealth Management professionals have access to the tools needed to guide you through your investment journey, from the beginning stages to the golden years. Their team of experts will develop a unique plan that's suited to you and exactly to you. They offer services for financial planning, investment planning, retirement planning, tax planning, estate planning, as well as business and agriculture succession planning, pretty much all the planning. They do all the planning. You can connect with one of their experts at 1-866-272-2521 to start investing in your future. Now, November is Financial Literacy Month. It's an opportunity for all of us to take stock in our personal finances, identify areas of improvement, and make changes one step at a time. And much like building a muscle at the gym, developing financial literacy takes commitment, patience, and trusted advice. And at Affinity Wealth Management, they want to walk alongside their members on their financial journeys and provide genuine professional advice. And they know that important financial decisions are made every day, but it might not be often that you actually sit back and reflect on your financial goals and whether you're still headed in the right direction. So it's the middle of November, so that means Financial Literacy Month is really half over. Our friends at Affinity Wealth Management are here to give us some tips on how we can be financially literate this year. So, Shane, what does it mean to be financially literate?
Yeah, so I think that what it would mean is like having the knowledge and skills, confidence to make informed decisions to manage your money. I believe that with our tax changes, things like that, this is something that can be learned on an annual basis. Like I feel even myself, for example, I'm still learning financial literacy. So it's not something that really ever stops, in my opinion. There are going to be different financial products like RSPs, TFSAs that will each have a function. But of course, understanding how they work is going to help you to hit those goals.
So why is it important to be financially literate?
I feel that it's important because you want to be confident in the financial decisions that you're making. That way you can be prepared for whatever life may throw your way. When you're financial literate, you're better equipped to make choices about spending, saving, borrowing, investing. At Affinity Wealth Management, we believe that when individuals are financially confident, the whole community benefits. As a local organization, our profits stay right here in Saskatchewan and they're reinvested back into local initiatives, whether that be parks, our businesses, or the local people, of course, as well. Plus, Saskatchewan's our home. You can trust that our advisors are going to know and understand your local needs and challenges.
Now, we'll probably get into this a little bit more, but you mentioned things like RRSPs, TFSAs, and I know to somebody like you, you know, the ins and outs of that stuff are, you know them well. Somebody like me, I know some of that stuff. I'm still learning. Obviously, like everybody's coming from a different place and there's no, you know, people, there probably is a stigma people feel when they're not really financially literate and they feel like embarrassed to go, you know, meet with somebody like you or get some of that knowledge from somewhere. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, I feel that finance is kind of one of those things that people a lot of the time don't like to talk about. And we as humans tend to be hard on ourselves as well. So sharing where we're at can sometimes feel like an advisor may judge you. I firmly believe that the advisors at Affinity, again, genuinely care about the people in our province and want to see you help, no matter what stage you're at, whether it's at the starting stage or whether we're at the building stage or the decumulation of your retirement assets stage. And so, yeah, I hear where you're coming from for sure, but we're definitely not going to judge you based on where you're at. We just want to help you get to where you're looking to go.
Yeah, so like you meet people where they're at, really, and then help them grow.
Exactly. You got it.
You're listening to CJME's Talk to the Experts. I'm your host, Craig Sillifant. Today, we're looking at investing for Financial Literacy Month, and my expert guest today is Shane Menzies, wealth specialist from Affinity Wealth Management. So kind of just alluded to this a minute ago, financial literacy changes throughout your life. How would you say financial literacy changes throughout someone's life?
I would say that our goals are going to evolve throughout each stage of our life. Of course, when somebody's young, age 20s type of thing, they're not probably going to be thinking about retirement as much. It might be something, whether it's education, school, car, who knows, traveling even. But as, of course, we get through our employment years, we're going to begin to probably prioritize different things like retirement or even education savings for kids and whatnot. And so you want to make sure that you're working towards those goals and making sure that as the goals change, that of course your strategies and investment accounts that you're using are changing too, to make sure that you're making your money work best for you. The name of our campaign is Invest, Build, and Enjoy. We feel that it speaks to the natural progression of financial well-being throughout a person's life. When you're young, it's time to invest in good savings habits, learn about budgeting, explore the world of investing while time's on your side. And as you become into your later stages, you start building your savings long term. And then, of course, at retirement, you should be focusing on protecting what you've earned and enjoying what you've worked your life to build.
You know, when you talk about being young and you said, you know, it's time to invest in good savings habits. And I think a lot of young people, hopefully this is changing a bit now, but I know when I was in high school, there weren't like financial literacy courses. So you just were sort of dumped into the world at age 18. And I remember even approaching my 30s, knowing I didn't have any kind of plan or anything like that. And I think even today's generation is a little more cynical about the, you know, the world economy and things like that. And they're a lot of them, I think, are at a place where they're like, we shouldn't even bother saving money. Just go on the trips, live your life. Doesn't matter, which obviously is not, you know, it makes sense if you're 20, but it's not going to make sense when you're even 35, 40, you know, just looking down the barrel of retirement. You know, what would you say to a young person that sort of had that attitude in terms of like how important it is to start saving, even if it's just a little bit right now?
Yeah, I would say probably 90% or more of the people that I meet with, one of the first things they always say is I wish I started earlier. And so I know it's always hard as a young person to maybe prioritize something that is so far away feeling. But of course, the sooner you do it, the sooner it's going to allow for your money to work for you, having that compound growth on your investments where you're earning growth on your growth. Because of course, again, the younger you do that, the sooner, again, that the ability to have compounding growth on your investments will take place. I do also hope that the ability for technology that we have with the internet, the power of news, it tends to get out a little more than I think it would have in the past. And so I believe the younger generation could potentially be a little more equipped to get into these markets based on the tools that are available to them nowadays as well.
Right. And it's like, it doesn't have to be a lot of money right now, right? It's like just whatever you can afford, put that aside.
Exactly. You got it. And whatever you can put aside will just, of course, get that process started of building growth on your growth.
Gotta love that compound interest. So how does someone know what product or account might be best for them? Obviously, there's a huge range of products. And, you know, as we've said, whether you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, you're coming at it from a different place in terms of what you need to do to get to retirement. So, you know, how do you, how does somebody know what products and accounts are best for them?
One of the easiest ways would be to deal with a wealth professional that's going to be able to ask some questions to uncover what those goals may be, to really utilize the best strategies that we can take place. But one of the easy ways, I'm going to say it probably a couple times in this segment here, but just starting with your goals, right? If you understand your goals, it's going to help you to determine what type of savings account you're going to use. If you're looking at an RSP, of course, the primary goal of an RSP is going to be retirement, but there are ways that out of an RSP that you could use, say, for example, a home purchase or an education purchase, which an advisor could potentially help you utilize that. Tax-free savings account also, of course, are going to provide great long-term growth, but there's a conversation to be had lots of the time whether an RSP or a TFSA is going to be the better option. High-interest savings accounts, of course, are going to be great for short-term goals, emergencies, traveling, whatever that short-term goal may be, but I wouldn't necessarily recommend putting an RSP for a short-term goal, of course. There are other options such as like a non-registered investment, but that's going to have another caveat to it where you got to begin to think about tax. So there's multiple different types of options, but making sure that, again, you take into consideration not only your goal, but your time horizon, your risk tolerance. And again, an affinity wealth management professional will kind of help to tailor all of those answers into one conversation.
We've got to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and talk more with Shane about the financial basics. Don't forget, you can give Affinity Wealth Management a call. They offer services for financial planning, investment planning, retirement, tax, estate planning, business and agriculture succession planning. And you can connect with one of their experts at 1-866-888-888. 272-2521 to start investing in your future. Let's take that break and come right back. You're listening to CJME's Talk to the Experts with Craig Sillifant on News Talk 980 CJME. Welcome back. You're listening to CJME's Talk to the Experts. I'm your host, Craig Sillifant, and today we're looking at investing. November is Financial Literacy Month. It's a great time to take stock of what you know and what your plans are. I know this has spurred my wife and I to have a few conversations that we've been putting off. And I also happen to know a team that can help you with all these things. Affinity Wealth Management professionals have access to the tools needed to guide you through your investment journey from the beginning stages to, when you're getting closer to the golden years. Their team of experts will develop a unique plan that's suited to you and to your exact situation. They offer services for financial planning, investment planning, retirement, tax, estate, as well as business and agriculture succession planning. And you can connect with one of their experts at 1-866-272-2521 to start investing in your future. Now, my expert guest today is Shane Menzies, wealth specialist from Affinity Wealth Management. And we've been talking about some of the basics of planning and investing and those kinds of things. So, Shane, what should a new investor consider when starting out? How do you know what's actually a good investment for you?
I would, again, circle back to just really making sure you know what your goal is. You want to know what you're saving for. Is it a house? Is it a vacation? Is it retirement? Is it something else, of course? Because then you can begin to implement strategies and what type of account might be best to hit that goal. Another one would be, of course, time horizon. When do you anticipate you might need this money? Again, vacations might be something short term, so you might want to invest in something with a more stable return. But retirement could be a while away still, so you might have some time to bounce back from those market fluctuations. Couple of bad years in a long time horizon are most often, historically speaking, going to be outweighed by the good years that you'll experience from the market performance. You want to understand your risk tolerance, of course, as well. If you're in a fund that's going to make you feel anxious, that's probably not good for your overall well-being, but you also don't want to be in a fund that might fall more than what you're comfortable with, because if it's going to make you sell, that's going to be one of the most negative things that you can do to the investment rather than riding out the wave. And so making sure that you're in a fund that isn't necessarily going to fall further than what you're comfortable with will allow you to ride those waves more confidently and strategically.
We talk a lot about goals, and we were talking in the last segment about, you know, whether you're 20, whether you're 35, whether you're 50. Obviously, those goals are going to be different at different times, and some of them are long-term goals like retirement. As you said, some might be a short-term goal like going and taking the kids to Disneyland next year. How often should we be checking those goals to go like, are these still the goals that I'm headed towards, and am I still on track for that?
I would probably argue that once a year is probably sufficient. It's crazy how fast a year can go by nowadays. I understand that, but it's also crazy how much things can change in a year's time. Just speaking to my own personal experience, right? Life can really go in a different direction in as short of 12 months. And so if you don't revisit these, you could in theory be either in a wrong account all of a sudden, or saving towards the wrong account when of course you've taken a potential pivot on what the most important priority is at the current time.
Yeah. And I guess all of this stems from, like, as you said at the start, know your goal. Like, what is it you want out of life? Know your goals. Do you want early retirement? Are you saving for a house? It's like all of the custom work that you guys will do is geared towards achieving those goals.
Yeah, exactly. And it also makes the work of hitting those goals easier, right? If you're saving towards something you don't really care about, it's going to make that process of saving feel grueling.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're saving for a trip to Mexico or wherever that may be, and you hit that trip and you get to Mexico, right? That feeling of success is going to be rewarding, and you're going to want to probably do it again, right? And so it builds a habit, that feeling of success, and it allows you to probably trigger on to bigger success as you hit these goals throughout your life.
Yeah, like we said, just like at the gym, when you start to see some gains, it starts to feedback on itself that it's a good thing, and you want to do it more.
Yeah, contagious.
So you were talking about risk tolerance and understanding risk tolerance. First, can you like explain what risk tolerance is a little bit, but also, you know, how does someone find out what that risk appetite might be?
So risk tolerance is going to be our ability to assume or take on fluctuations in our investment performance. So there's going to be investments that have a guaranteed rate of return where you sign up for an investment and it has a maturity date and you're not going to see any fluctuations. And then there's going to be investments that, of course, move up and down based on investment performance. And so, again, understanding your risk tolerance is going to be important, mainly because, again, a lot of people think that if you choose a guaranteed investment, there is actually no risk. But in theory, some of the risk to take into consideration would be inflation. Is your guaranteed investment earning over 3%? Is it also being taxed if it's not in an RSP or a TFSA? Do you have to take tax into consideration when you're doing your rate of return on top of inflation? And so there are going to be just kind of conversations where you're going to want to have thoroughly to make sure that you don't just jump into the best looking rate because it's high. Because oftentimes the best looking rate is going to require the highest risk tolerance.
You're listening to CJME's Talk to the Experts. I'm your host, Craig Sullivan. Today, we're looking at investing for Financial Literacy Month, which is November, and it's a great time to take stock of what you know and what your plans are. And I'm sitting here today with my expert guest, Shane Menzies, wealth specialist from Affinity Wealth Management. Shane, what if you're more of a DIY investor, a do-it-yourself kind of guy? Are there online investing tools that you can look at?
Yeah, there's multiple options out there. Of course, you do have to be a little bit more on top of things when you're doing it yourself, understanding what you're investing in, because there, again, are so many different options once you find the platform you're going to use and what you want to actually invest your funds within. Affinity here, we have our own unique platform, and it's called Qtrade. And a couple of things about Qtrade that are of benefit, of course, is that we do offer zero trading fees on commission. So when you make a purchase, there is no cost to do so. There is no minimum deposit required. Right now, there's an awesome promotion going on where any transfer in that you would have, you would earn up to 5% back on that transfer in on a maximum of $15,000. And then on anything over that, you actually get an additional 1% as well. That would be what the platform that we have to offer here. And it would fit within most investment strategies.
Cool. So, you know, you hear the term diversifying your portfolio a lot. What does diversifying your portfolio really mean, and why is it important?
So diversification can kind of go in multiple directions. And so the first direction I would explain is of course, multiple avenues of having your investments. And so what I mean by that would be is not having all of your money potentially in guaranteed investments, not having all of your money in stock-driven investments or equities, and also not having all of your money within bonds. Because a lot of these investments are actually what we call negatively correlated, which what that means is that when one of them is performing well, usually the other is lagging. And so if you have an investment that's full in equities or stocks, that's going to potentially have some good performance for you when the markets are good, but it could potentially have some really negative performance for you when the markets are not good. And so having a balance between guaranteed investments, bonds, stocks, or equities is going to allow you to potentially ride those waves on a little bit of a less volatile process that can even go further of also not just the geographic regions too, though, right? So a lot of the times in past, it would have made sense to have an overallocation to the United States because of market performance. Well, over the last little bit, it's made sense to diversify, not just having an overallocation. You're going to want to have money in all areas of the world right now, just with the way things are going. It goes even further when we're talking about just employment sectors too. So having some money in financial services, in tech, in construction, you know, there's going to be a whole bunch of different ways to diversify. And that's one of the ways that an Affinity Wealth Management professional is going to be able to help you tailor a portfolio to achieve just that.
We could say diversifying your portfolio means put your eggs in many different baskets, but choose those baskets, you know, carefully and according to your situation.
Yeah, Grandpa's saying didn't go anywhere. It's just changed a little bit. That's all.
Right. That's our time for today. I got a lot out of this. I hope you guys out there did too. Just in time for Financial Literacy Month in November. My expert guest today has been Shane Menzies, wealth specialist from Affinity Wealth Management. Thank you so much for taking the time to explain some of this stuff to us, Shane.
No, thank you. I appreciate being here.
And again, talk to someone at Affinity Wealth Management about your life and your plans. Get tailored advice to your exact situation. You can connect with one of their experts at 1-866-272-2521 to start investing in your future. I'm Craig Siliphant, and this has been CJME's Talk to the Experts on 980 CJME.